Yeah.
Mr. Rebozo, Mr. President.
Ready? BB?
Hello.
How are you?
President, how are you?
Fine, fine.
Great tonight.
Well, I thought we laid it on the line to the bastard.
Yes, sir.
I told him that the labor leaders, you know, those letters I quoted from were all from people that gave up wage increases.
Well, it was beautiful, and they were from, you know, little towns and so on.
Yeah.
Which made it even more interesting.
Yeah.
I had more sense than the big city people.
That's right, thank God.
Oh, that was very good. I'll tell you frankly, I had some misgivings about trying to come back this soon. I was hoping you'd wait till the last minute, Parky, but I think this was right.
Well, we had to have certainty, right?
Yeah, that's right. No, I think this was very good, and then you announced that Connolly had talked tomorrow noon and yourself. But I don't know if it had been announced before or not.
Well,
that was very good.
Right. Incidentally, Bob called you. That goddamn story didn't mean a goddamn thing.
Well, you know.
What the people down there, they must have thought it was a shit-ass thing.
Well, they really did. They really did. It's
so cheap.
People see through it. See, they knew themselves it wasn't anything, and they decided not to print it. But then I think that Los Angeles Times pushed them.
Right.
Miami Herald didn't even buy the series, but they're just excerpting it a day late. Regularly, and they throw it in what they want to. But
mm-hmm.
Every time I get feeling sorry for myself, I think of all the damn heat you took from those lousy bastards.
Oh, screw them all.
I'm not gonna let them get me down.
Well, you take good care of Julie and David now.
They're not coming.
Oh, they're not?
Julie called me tonight and said that David had been down in hot weather so much he wants to go to Camp David.
This weekend?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, good. I hope he does.
He just called me tonight.
That's wonderful. We'd love to see him.
I guess she didn't bother you because it's broadcast.
Great.
Yeah. No, I think it's wonderful. My golly, and today, you know, everybody's optimistic at the market, and they will continue to be. It's just wonderful.
Right. Right.
They can't fall off that.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell
you, too, I think that news twister story is already having some effect on some of these guys.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't think they're, saying so much after this.
Better not, the bastards. Well, now we'll see you at the Billy Graham thing,
yes, sir.
Right?
Yes, sir.
Well, okay, put on your prayer suit. Come on.
All right.
Okay,
bye. Goodbye.